you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. My voice is hoarse. Work it all night, working day and night, day and night. Got to get that French thing, Monet. That's French for Canadian French for money, eh? All right, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am me, Brian. It's spelled with a B, and it ends with an N, and it has an I-N in it. You know, they say there's no I in team, you know. That's right, there is no I in team. But there's an M-E in that motherfucker. And it's me, Brian. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. We are Global, and I see a pretty, pretty Patricia. Update, I know you guys were asking about Miss Patricia Oberlin, the Canadian beauty, the Niagara Falls of spiritual world and enlightenment. And lately you've been asking about the Pat ED, you know, juice that'll get your penis, if you have problems with your penis. And Pat is selling that in her bakery now, at Patricia's Bakery. Patty cakes. So you get penis enlargement juice, along with devil foods cake, along with spiritual enlightening, and a tarot card reading. She has everything you need. She's the spiritual queen of Niagara. She won't let you fall. She'll pick you up. Good morning, Patricia. Good morning, Pat. How are you? There you go.
Good
Pat.
Morning.
Good morning, Pat. What a beautiful voice. Oh, you're rested. Good morning.
Yeah.
Well, Pat, I know you don't like political stuff, so I don't stay on political stuff too much, but I have to tell the people of the world what's going on. Our main topic today is
our job.
I'm going to go to HR and complain about me. And maybe I'll sexual harass me, and then I can get out of this joint and sue myself. Oh, I know what you want. The motorboat in the morning. Yeah, a little motorboat. All right. That's her main topic right here, Ivanka Trump. She must testify in her father's New York fraud trial. Copy.
Well, that's going to go well.
I think so. Oh, his little favorite, his cupcake, his apple of his eye, will testify against his lying father. Ivanka Trump watches. I was waiting for this. I was waiting for them to put his kids. You know, it's funny when Donald Trump will tell on himself. If you listen to himself, he will tell on himself. When he says the Biden crime family, he's really talking about himself and his family, with his kids involved in all this crap, because nobody thinks about that. So I've been waiting for this. I can't wait to Eric get on the trial, because Eric's an idiot. He'll spill the beans. He'll break under pressure. So Ivanka Trump, hello, Mr. Fred. Hello, Freddie. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Ivanka Trump watched the jury six. Yeah, he does. He likes the show. Freddie. He was the advisor of the White House, senior advisor, and plus tarot card reading. Pat's only going to be here for a short period of time because she has to do some business. So if you get here early, maybe she'll read you. She reads me. She's a reader. Tarot card reading and relationship talk and author's books and ghost talk. Where's my ghost? I had ghosts in here. Well, I had ghosts. I thought I put ghosts in here. I could have sworn I put ghosts in here. Huh. Forgot the ghosts. Real ghost stories. That's what we're going to talk about. Well, without further... Oh, well, it's time for... I don't have it. It's time for real fake news. And we're going to play a game. It's a game. Okay. The game is, let's see if Pat can guess this song. I like playing the game with Pat. Let's play the game. See if Pat can guess the song. What I'm going to do is read the words of the song, the lyrics. Pat has to guess, what's the name of that song? What the fuck is that song? So that's the name of this show. I mean, that's the name of the game show. What the fuck is that song?
I don't know.
You ready to play, Pat?
Okay.
Hello. Oh, I know you are, Mr. Fred, but I don't understand your answers. Okay. I know you know the answers, but you can't win that thing. All right, let me put this here. Okay, if I was a betting man in Vegas, I think Pat will probably get it in two paragraphs. So I think she'll get it. Now, I'm going to read the lyrics, and Pat will say, okay, I know this song. You ready, Pat?
Okay.
All right. You should know this song. Pat, you should know this song. All right, here we go. Concentrate. You got it. The world depending on you. Here you go, Pat.
Okay.
Pat, you never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. Nothing?
I already don't know this song because
okay.
I think you know.
I'll go on. It's like a poem, and there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. And you're trying hard not to show it, baby. But baby, I know it.
This is not a song I know.
Yes, it is. I'm going to go on. You know, sometimes, Pat, in relationship, you can lose that loving feeling. Whoa, that loving feeling. You lost that loving feeling. Now it's gone. Well, Pat.
No, I can't get it.
Okay, go one more thing. You know, now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you, Pat. And girl, you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me feel like crying, baby. Because, baby, something beautiful is dying. Pat?
Oh, I don't know this one.
All right.
I really don't.
Yes, you do. Here, listen to this.
Baby, I love it. You are my love, me.
I know it now.
Do you remember that song now?
Yeah, I do.
I told you you did.
Yeah, but it's not. It's so old.
Well, it's a classic.
Yeah,
I really forgot. Top Gun. Top Gun had it with Tom Cruise in the movie Top Gun.
Oh, I don't like Tom Cruise, so I don't watch his movies.
Wow. You don't like Tom Cruise. That's the first time. That's the first time. Okay, one more and then we'll move on because I have faith in you. You should know this one, okay? All right? I have faith in
you.
Let me see. Come on, Pat. I'm betting on you. You should know this one. All right. You ready? Take a deep breath. We're playing Pat saying, what the fuck is that song? That's what we're playing. That's what you're playing. I bet you John knew the song. I bet you he did. All right, here's the lyrics. You should know this lyrics, okay? I'll give you a hint. Prison. Jail. Okay?
Okay.
All right, you know this song. Pat, you know the Warren threw a party in the county jail. And they had a prison band that was there, and they began to wail. The band was jumping, and the joint became to swing. You should have heard them knock out Jailbird sing. Do you know the song?
Yeah, Jailbird Rock.
I'm sorry?
Jailhouse Rock.
Jailhouse Rock. Is it Jailhouse Rock? Let me see. I don't know, Pat. Is it Jailhouse Rock?
Yeah.
You know, I never heard this homosexual jail, this jail sex. Number 47 said to number 3, you're the cutest little jailbird I ever seen. Wow. Look at this in the 50s. What's going on with that prison love? Never knew that lyric. Homosexual jail love there. Look at you, Elvis the Pelvis. Wow. Did you ever think about you heard that lyrics? That was kind of something. And thank you for playing, Pat. When Pat's saying, what the fuck is that song? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, right. When you tell me the lyrics, sometimes it's just not registered.
I know. You never close. You know that song. Your eyes anymore. We're on a reach for you. I can imagine John saying that to you. Yeah. I'm trying hard just to love you, baby. But, baby, the lotion is getting me so erect that I want that love and feeling. You know what I'm saying, Pat? And today's show is special. I am under contract. I'm sorry. Today's show is sponsored by Patricia Overland's Bakery. I'm under contract. She's my sponsor. Home of Patty Cakes. That's right. Take a bite of her cakes and a spiritual awakening. You too will go to another world, especially eating those brownies. Zoom. You'll never come back. Land on your feet again. Patricia Overton's Bakery. Patty cakes. I'm going to make some cupcakes and send them to you and sell the patty cakes. I think you'll make a fortune in spiritual stuff, especially the brownies. And I love this, the mushrooms. I love the mushroom pie. Mushroom pie. There you go. Mushroom pie.
Mm. If I tried to send you any of that stuff, I'd be in jail.
I know you would. You'll be talking to number 43. This is the number. You're the cutest Spielberg. So let's go with it. Okay, it's Friday, everybody. Everything's on the table. Tarot card readings on the table. Anything you want to talk about is on the table. It is Friday. I am here. Patricia's here. We're a short period of time. She's ready to read your future. She knows when you're coming in. She knows when you're not coming in. She knows when you're sleeping. She knows when you're awake. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you know, I'm already seeing Christmas commercials here in California. The number is 319.
And it's not even Halloween.
I know, right? Every year they get earlier and earlier. The number is 319-527-6099. Remember the number, 319-527-6099. It's the number that gets you in the studio. It's the number that you, too, your voice can be worldwide like me. And you could be an asshole. Okay, Pat, it's time to play true, right, true fake relationship advice. This is where people ask Brian about relationship tips. I got to get some music in this one. All right. And, Pat, I will give them the mm-hmm. tips. And if you would like to say and correct me on it because you are a nice person, please do. This is real fake relationship advice from Brian the Hammer Jackson. And and let me give him my credits. Here we go.
Hello, my name is Larry Russ, former keyboardist and vocalist for Iron Butterfly, 1999 to 2005. And you are listening to Brian the Hammer Show on BT Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of you wanted to know about Pat, how she looks. I'm telling you this. This is how Pat looks.
She got a great ass. And you got your head all the way up it.
That's right. That's right.
I didn't think of ass.
Yes.
Woman's ass.
Yes, she does. You leave Pat's ass alone. She's good. Leave her ass alone. Stop it. Stop it. All right. It's relationship advice. It's true fake relationship advice from Brian Hammer Jackson. These are listeners on Facebook and everything and on Twitter. And sometimes they need relationship advice and they will ask me. Okay. Now, I would give them the best advice I could. And Pat will correct me if they're wrong, okay? It's only three questions, okay? Here we go. It's time. I got to get my thing. Here we go. It is time to play. Hello. I'm no longer Brian. I am Winky Dink. That's right. I am Winky. I am Dink. I'm coming to you by radio. This is the man of true fake relationship advice. This is where callers call in. Or they will write something and ask Brian or Winky Dink for his relationship advice. So, thank you for doing it and taking a risk. Here we go. Number one question. Hi, Brian. Hello, caller. We won't say the name. My name is Elizabeth. Oops, I forgot she has to be anonymous. Sorry, Elizabeth. Uh-oh. My question to you, Brian, is, do you think women and men can ever be happy together? That's my question. Well, the answer is, hey, this is Winky Dink again. It's not Brian. I will give you an answer in 1 minute right after this commercial. Can women and men be happy together? The answer is no.
What do you mean no?
No. I'm going to tell you something. I think if you could tolerate each other, you're on the right track. I think you're on the right track. I think, can you be happy with each other? I don't know. I'm going to go to my second relationship advisor, which is Pat. But if you want my honest answer, I say no. It's almost impossible for another human being to make you happy. You have to be a happy person before, and they would have to have it together for it to work. So can relationships work and be happy? No. And I go to my other advisor. How about you, Pat? What do you say?
Yeah, they can.
Well, let's
yes,
go to the
can.
Judges. Judge says you're wrong. Thank you. Next question.
Judge says I'm wrong.
It's a judge. I have nothing to do with that. The judge is in it. All right, next question. Next question. Here we go. Hello, Winky Dink. Hello. I've been listening to the show. I'm a long-time listener. Okay. Whatever happened to that guy, Mr. Solution? I don't hear him anymore. Where did he go? Did he finally get that sex change that he was asking for? Please tell me I'm worried about Mr. Solution. Sign your anonymous person, Dan. All right. Well, Dan, I don't know where Mr. Solution is. And about that sex change, I think he got it, but
no,
I think he ran out of money.
Sex change, eh?
This is Dan. This is Dan. I got to answer Dan's mail. I think Mr. Solution was transing, whatever you want to call it, to homosexuality. If you heard Mr. Solution lately, the last 2 or 3 weeks, he was talking about transgender women. He loves transgender women. It's on tape. This might be what you're
No,
referring
I don't
to.
Believe it. I don't believe it.
It's
I
in
don't
the news.
Believe it.
It's blog talk.
He's so
news.
Straight. There's no talking about it.
He had a secret. I'm just giving you my opinion. Because when he was on the air, he talked about he can't wait for transgender women to come into the forefront so he can slap real women to down. Do you remember that? I can remember that talk. He said that. So transgender, Mr. Solution. I don't know. I think he has been. I think he got the operation. That's why he hasn't been on. He's been healing. But he will come on soon in his new name of Betty. Thank you. Thank you, Dan. And we go to Pat. And, Pat, do you have a comment on that?
Well,
mm-hmm.
You're coming up with some pretty interesting stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to answer this.
All right. Just say yes or no. Do you believe Mr. Solution is having his transgender transformation?
No. No.
You say no. Let's go to the judges because the judges would know. Pat says no. Oh, Pat, you're
wrong,
wrong again,
eh?
Oh, what a shame.
You're trying to get Mr. Solution in here, ain't you?
No. I have no idea where he is. I think he's probably nursing himself. Okay, here we go. We got one last question. Okay, here we go. They want to ask Winky Dink. These are true fake questions. Here we go. Here we go. Winky Dink.
True fake
questions. Hi, this is... Hi, this is Winky Dink again. Yes, I am here for your relationship counseling. We have one more question. This is from Gilda. Guessed it, Gilda. This is from her husband, Oyvind. They do have a question. Here's the question. Brian, this is Oyvind. Hello, Oyvind. Oh, I've been having trouble in the bedroom, Oy. Oh, to my sugar, the things that I go through, Brian. Yes, I can tell that you're Jewish, sir. Yes, I am Jewish. The question is, how do I satisfy my wife in bed? We've been married for 15 years, and I have never satisfied her at all. How do I make her orgasm? Huh. Good question, and I'm glad you came from the expert. Here we go. I would think about this. How can you make a Jewish woman orgasm? Huh. I will think about this, and I have the answer. Show her your bank account.
That is so racist.
It is not. Right, Judge?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yes. That's it. Thank you, Oibe. And that's enough of relationship questions. Show her your
that
bank account.
That was so racist. Oh, my God.
That's it. Wow. Oh, my God. All right, it's Friday, everybody. Let me get right to the news. Should we get to the news? Do you know what's going on in and are you curious about what's going on in America? What the fuck is going on in America? What's going on is we got ourselves a killer. We got ourselves a killer running loose. Did you hear the news on this dude?
Yeah, why is he killing? Does anybody know?
They don't know. That's what's scary about it. They can't get a profile on this dude. All of a sudden, you know, he's hearing voices in his head. They said that hard of hearing. This guy was supposed to be some kind of firearms expert. And I guess he lost his hearing for a little bit, and then he got this hearing aid and he started hearing voices. Well, this guy's probably a dumb fuck. It's probably not his hearing aid. It's probably somebody has a comp in his ear and they're talking to him. Hey, dude, how you doing? What? Go kill people. Find some kids on the Tiki Talk playing a prank. Come on, go kill somebody. I can hear people now, their voices. Go to Patricia's Bakery, get the devil food cake. Okay, I must go to Niagara Falls. That's what happened. This is the dude. Listen to this. Here's the tape. I can't even. Okay, I did play the tape. Here's the tape. So apparently, this happened when? It was like 2 days ago, right? They can't find the dude. They found his car by the... No, they found his car by the lake. They're telling people to shelter in, but how long can people shelter in? They're telling kids not to go to school. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? See, this is why I'm going to get a gun. I want a gun, even though this is Maine. Maine used to be a beautiful, God, Maine used to be so beautiful. Now it's becoming, Maine is the new Chicago. What's going on with Maine with all that crime going on in Maine? I used to think Maine was paradise, but here's a story. Here we go, right here. Here's a story.
My name is Morgan Norwood in Lewiston, Maine. Senior investigative reporter Aaron Kuchersky and Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas for more. Aaron, you heard the commissioner there being asked, are you concerned the trail is growing cold? And he said he has no doubt they will eventually bring the suspect in. But we didn't hear much in terms of progress in this press conference. This is more details on exactly how and where they're searching. What do you make of that?
I think that's the primary headline, is that he is not in custody, and there is an all-out search to try and find him. He acknowledges, though, that the river is a big piece of this, and that's why dive teams are going to be going in. Helicopters, planes, and drones will be overhead, and then they're going to do a grid search along the bank of the river in some of the wooded areas along the water. It does sound like they believe there could be clues, if not a body of the suspect, in the water or in the woods. Now, they did not definitively come out and say that, but we know they have what's been described to us as a suicide note. They also have not heard any gunshots since the initial mass shootings at the two locations in Lewiston. So it does sound like they are at least have a focal point, even as you heard the commissioner of the Department of Public Safety in Maine say they have a number of other locations to continue searching to collect evidence.
Pierre, the commissioner was also asked about warnings issued about the suspect before this and whether yellow flag law should have been triggered here to potentially help keep him from accessing weapons. The commissioner didn't want to talk about that, but you are getting some information from your sources. What are you learning about the suspect and the background here?
Well, it's clear that he knows of the very issues that we're reporting on. He's seen the bulletin that we have been advised on, in which Mr. Card was in declining mental health. At least that was the concern. Military officials at a facility that he was assigned to as an Army reservist had basically sent him to a hospital for a mental health evaluation because of information that he was hearing voices and threatening to perhaps kill his fellow soldiers. So the key question is, what happened after he left that hospital and had the mental evaluation? What kind of information was passed along to officials in Maine? How did he continue to have access to the weapons? And you heard them mention Senator Collins from Maine, and what she basically said is that there are yellow flag laws on the books in the state of Maine in which information like that involving someone who's in declining mental health need to be passed along so the weapons can be confiscated. But he also mentioned the specifics can be key. Was he declared or defined by a medical?
I hate when they start guessing and everything. Just give me the facts. Shut up. Was he this? Was he? If you don't know the answer, don't ask us because we're looking for you. But then I hate when they start assuming or doing this. Okay, so here's what we found out. The guy may have left a suicide note, and the suicide note will go to the river. You know, I don't know. If I was going to do that shit, I would leave a note, too, just to throw the police off. Okay, well, you know, you can find me in the cabin in the Alps, right next to the monks. There's a bald-headed dude, Chinese dude. He rings the bell. Three gongs, and your eyes will come out from the cave. That's where you can find me. I'm hiding there. I like the monks. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I hope they get this dude. I hope they get it. This guy's an awful dude. This makes me want to get a gun. You know what I mean? I get a gun in my house. You know. I'm just saying, I'm getting a gun. You know, me with a gun? It's like running, a blind man running with scissors. Somebody's going to get hurt. Probably me. But somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Guns,
oh, look, I'm cleaning my gun.
Brian.
No. I am a reasonable, respectable gun owner, I think I could be, you know what I mean? It's like, can you imagine if I had a gun? See, if we went into the cabin, I would have to get a gun. You know what I mean? I gotta get a gun. It was like, hey, Pat, look at me, I'm cleaning my gun. Brian, did you make sure there's no bullets in the gun? Of course, Pat. Of course.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa, look at all these bullets in this gun. Miss me. Woo, that was close. I would have to get a gun. Wow.
When I was married to the first guy,
he
had a bunch of guns stolen, and they started coming back through the courts, and I decided that was when it was time to leave because...
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't cool about having guns in the house with somebody that was that, the quiet next-door type.
Yeah. Yeah, Cindy won't let me have a gun in the house. I said, why? She goes, because I don't want to be the other end of that. You're going to shoot me. I said, I would not shoot you. When would I shoot you? She goes, honey, there's a possibility. And I go, okay. Well... just don't piss me off, dear. Especially when I'm cleaning my gun. Shit happens. I don't know how we found her in the woods. It was suicide. Sir, she was shot in the back of the head.
Yeah.
She was dyslexic. She said, I don't know. I have no idea. Oh,
I'm dyslexic.
Man.
I got that joke.
Yeah, there you go. I love it when Pat spoke. She's a great audience. Hey, how you doing? Where are you from? It's Friday. It is Friday. And we're going to make a phone call. We made a phone call earlier this week. We're going to make another phone call to help some people. There are some people out there, and we're going to go back to the news and the main story. There are some people out there that need help. They call this show because they need help. Well, we're going to call the Porn Addiction Hotline. That's what we're going to call, the Porn Addiction Hotline.
Oh, my God.
And it says here, these are the symptoms. If you're a porn addict, these are the symptoms. Due to lack of research and consensus on terminology, there is no formal criteria or a list of symptoms used to diagnose porn addicts. However, many people seek treatment for sexual addiction. All right, blah, blah, blah. So there's no nobody's going to list their diagnosis of you're a porn addict. So here we go. Here's some stuff. But these are clues if you're a porn addict. The inability to stop viewing porn. I'm looking at one right now.
Mm-hmm.
Preoccupation with viewing porn. Irresistible urges. Yes. What's your former job, sir? My preoccupation was looking at porn, sir. Okay. Get the hell out of my office. Okay. I'm leaving. Irresistible urge. Exactly. Now, my other occupation was porn. That's my Negative thoughts and feelings related to porn use, including guilt and shame. I don't have any guilt or shame, but I did see guilt and shame in a porn movie. There was a good threesome. It was me, guilt, and shame. Lovely three people. But, yeah. Hey, Pat, I want to know what your porn name is. You want me to give you a porn name? You know how I can find out what your porn name is? You ready?
Okay.
I think we did this before, but I want to hear it again. Okay, tell me the name of your first pet. The name of your first pet.
Mittens.
Mittens. This is going to be good. Mittens. Okay. Now, tell me, do you remember the first street that you lived on, that you can remember, the first street that you lived on?
Portage.
I'm sorry?
Portage. Portage.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it?
P-O-R-T-A-G-E.
Really? Portage?
Like to portage around the
portage.
Falls.
Portage. Yes. So your porn name would be Mittens Portage. That's your porn name. Mittens Portage. Hello, I'm Mittens Portage. Nice to meet you, sir. All right, Mittens. That's your porn name, your Mittens. Your Mittens. Mittens Portage. I am a French slut, you devil, you naughty boy. I'm Mittens Portage. You see me. You are the madam, right? I am the madam of the bakery. Mwah. You cannot afford me, you silly boy. Get out of my bakery and bring me somebody who makes money. Get out. All right, Mittens. There you go. Mittens. I like that name, though. Mittens Portage. That's your porn name. So you go, so tonight when you go to John, you go, call me Mittens. Call me Mittens, baby. You come in there, you get your good underwear.
You have a hell of an imagination, Brian.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get that bow on there, and when you have that bow and you're doing your shimmy with your hip, I mean, well, don't you be careful. Just take it easy. I don't want you to fall down. But, John, what the hell are you doing? Yeah, what the hell are you doing? I'm Mittens. I'm Mittens Portage. Well, there you go. That's your porn name. So anyway, going back to the sex addiction, so here's the behavior, your job loss, financial problems, impaired performance at work or school, loss of productivity, damaged relationships. So we're going to call the porn hotline. Here's a treatment for your porn. Help you reclaim your life. Call our hot helpline anytime. If you're afraid to call, many people feel guilt and shame about addiction. But when the addiction is of sexual nature, asking for help can be especially hard. Hello, I'm calling because I'm hard. It's especially hard. Hello, sir? Yeah.
I don't think
what's
they're going to want to talk to you if you use that one.
Exactly. I got a boner right now. I'm addicted to Prozac. Can you say something naughty, you bitch? I'm going to call him. I'm going to call him. Let's see if I'm trying to find a line to porn addiction hotline. They're telling me a lot of stuff, but they're not giving me. Oh, here's the number. Yay! No, that's substance abuse. Nope, nope, I don't want that. Here's the number. Nope, that's mental illness. Nope. Here's the number. Nope, that's... they're not giving me any numbers for sexual, for porn addiction.
Well, that's because people don't complain about it very often.
That's true. They don't, do they? They're supposed to give you a number. He goes, don't face this alone. Let's see if I can find another one that gives me a number. They have a guy calling that says mental health issues. Is porn, addicted to porn, is mental health? You think so? Wait a minute. National Alliance of Mental Illness.
You think it's really a problem? It's exercise.
Exactly. I think I'll call the mental illness hotline. I think they'll go for it. I'm going to call them. Okay. All right, Mittens. Mittens.
Yeah, but we better put me on mute.
I'm going to call the mentally ill hotline. I think I qualify for this. Hello. We haven't made calls in a long time. So I will call the mentally ill hotline, tell them that I have porn addiction. Tell them I have that. Porn. I think I'm mentally ill. I have this fetish about slippers. You know, people wear slippers and they see their toes exposed. I just want to have sex with their toes, all 9 of them. Not the big toe. He's a little rough. But the other toes are gay. I really love the pinky toe, you know what I'm saying.
What do you have
the
pinky big toes?
Big toes are kind of aggressive. I like the pinky toe. It's kind of like a big clitoris. Kind of like a big clitoris. I don't like the pinky toe. Don't like the big toe. The big toe's like the boss. It handles everything. Kind of aggressive. When we come back, now we got the studio getting filled up. Oh, you silly people. I'm going to drink some coffee, relax, go to the bathroom, get something to drink. I'm coming right back. We're going to talk about Ivanka Trump. She must testify. We're going over ghost stories, and then we're going to go over tarot card reading. If you want a tarot card reading, I'm kind of stalling because I know some of you guys want tarot card readings. I got 3111s in there, and one of you want a tarot card reading. I know you do. So you can work up your guts.
Yeah, it's a full moon tomorrow.
It is a full moon.
And
you know what happens when there's – yes. You ever see my full moon,
Pat?
It's going to
be crazy for 24 hours.
Did you hear what Pat said? The shit's going to be crazy for 24 hours. It's like the purge. Come on in. The shit's going to get crazy. Ooh. Roof, roof. Oh, that's a sick werewolf. Come on in. (laughs) 319-527-6099. That's the number. Come on in. It's Friday. Shit's going to get crazy for the next 24 hours. Find out. We're going to cut. When we come back, Pat's going to tell us why this shit's going to get crazy. Why this shit's going to get crazy. All right? All right. Come on in, because this is Hammer's Corner. I'm a very lonely man. Lonely. I'm so lonely. And I need you tonight. Come on in the studio and tell me how much you love me, because I'm needy. I'm needy. We'll be right back when I drink some coffee. Love me. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. I Need You Tonight. That's a good song. It's a favorite for the people, the rock and rollers. Do you remember that song, Pat, from NXS, I Need You Tonight?
Yeah, I do.
There you go. All right, Pat was telling us it's going to be a full moon. Pat, what does that mean? I am listening.
Well, it's going to be in Aries, which means everybody's going to be in a hurry. Everybody's going to be stressed out. Drivers are going to drive like idiots today and tomorrow. It's not a good sign for the moon to be in because it's very active. I don't know how else to explain it. It's just there has been studies. I know you were goofing around the other day, but there has been studies on the full moon.
No, there has, about the full moon and how it affects people's behavior. I believe that.
Yep. So, yeah, this particular full moon is going to be extremely active. So, you don't have to. Because
why
it's in Aries. Well, it's also Halloween coming up, which is the end of the year for paganism, and having the eclipse on the same day as the moon going full is a bit of a astrological event, you know what I mean? So it really does make people different. So what are you doing, Brian? You're making coffee, aren't you?
Well, that's going to be a scary moon. Think the moon affects? Did the moon affect pets, your dogs, your cats? Can the moon affect them?
Yeah, it does. It affects everything.
Wow.
Agitation, where they might be unsettled, stuff like that. You're going to see a lot of agitated people in the next 24 hours.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, it depends how much you go out or how many people you're around. But if you're driving or anything, you're going to notice slightly more aggressive driving. And
so you think people are prone to hurt people more with the full moon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
How about couples? Are they more prone to fight during the full moon, argue, not get along?
Yeah. Full moon, murders are up, accidents are up, suicides are up. All those things.
That's very interesting. Well, there you go. The purge is on tomorrow, the full moon. All right. Don't go out tonight. It's a bad moon horizon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, oh, Pat, you know me. Oh, I shouldn't have said it. Every time I say something, it gets in my fucking head. And the only way I can get it out of my head... Says
so
why she believes in magic.
About,
About what?
What'd you say?
About what, kiddo? There's a, you know, some people don't believe in ghosts. Some people don't believe in ghosts. And Pat, I was telling you the true story, and my neighbor is getting more and more depressed. I have to lower my voice because her ears are like a bat radar. Well, that's kind of counterproductive because bats don't have ears because they have radar. I wonder, do bats have ears? You think bats have ears?
They do have ears. Yes.
They do have ears? Why do they have the radar?
How do you think they hear it?
So you think, so they're blind. So that's when you think bats are blind because they have the radar?
No, they're not blind.
Well, how do we get to think about blind as a bat?
I think it was just because they're in the dark, people assume they're blind.
Have you ever seen a bat, Pat?
It's a very old thing.
It is. Have you ever seen a bat? Have you ever seen a bat?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, they fly around dusk.
Yeah. Where I used to live, and I could say the city, but if you don't know California, it means nothing. When I used to live, it was a block that these bats used to play. You could see them fly. You're right, Pat. You could actually see the bats fly. And there's this one street that the bats used to come down, and they used to pull your hair for their nest. They would actually dive down and pull your hair out of your head, and you hear this creaky sound.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that happening. They have so much lice on them.
Oh, yeah. They would come down. You could hear... Oh, my God, you can hear the wings flap, and they get right by your ears, and they will pull, and they have this screeching sound, and they will pull your hair to go for their nest, and you see them flying around. I think they were fruit bats. I know they were fruit bats because they were, like, in a parade, and they have their rainbow's tail, and they said, hello. I think they were fruit bats. I think they were.
You know, I saw a picture yesterday of a bat bum. They prove bats have bums.
Really? A bat bum?
Yeah.
I would think they would have a bum because they would have to crap, so I would think so. And if you smoke,
no, but
it's
they
rats
actually have
bats.
Butt cheeks.
They have butt cheeks? A rat has butt cheeks?
Yes.
I bet you. Okay, you've been smoking a little bit too smoky. You know, You know, no, I don't
it
be the
was
captain,
actually
but
a photograph. I saw it.
I know, but you would be, the person in the cabin. Like, we could be talking about, you know, Pat. You know, the world is going to hell. Yeah, Brian, just a second. You know, bats have butt cheeks. What? Oh, actual butt cheeks. You would be that person. I go, uh-oh. Move. Get, quit babying. No more baby. Oh, they're tight butt cheeks.
I'm straight today, honey.
Right. They got little bat penises, too. All right, Pat, enough of the baby. Sober up, we're taking you to a meeting. There you go. Let's see where I'm at.
So are we
going to
talk about Ivana?
Okay, here we go. There we go. Here's news about Ivanka. Ivanka. Here we go. I have it right here. Okay, here we go. It's time to talk about the news. I got to get my news thing here. It got to be official. And, yes, you're listening to the news, and I'm going to give you the news the way I see it. It's the truth news. News. Ivanka Trump, everybody, here we go. You know who she is. Daddy's dearest. Mm-hmm. Daddy once said, I want to date a woman just like my daughter. Yummy. There you go. Time for the news. Donald Trump wants to date his daughter Ivanka. She gave him a lap dance, now they're in love. But she may be going to court. Here you go.
Trump is trying to desperately dodge the subpoena by the New York Attorney General in the civil fraud trial taking place in New York. Ivanka's even throwing her family under the bus, saying, look, this case is just about damages. Why do you even need my testimony? And she's further saying, New York? Where is that? I live in Florida now. I'm not a resident. You can't subpoena me for trial in a New York case as a Florida resident. I did a whole hot take on that, and I told you that New York Attorney General Letitia James and her team would not find those excuses satisfactory, and they would strike back, and strike back they did. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. When talking about Ivanka, we must never forget about corruption. The New York Attorney General Letitia James's office, they sure didn't. Let's just talk about that corruption. Like Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump making up to $640 million while they were given positions in the White House where they disgraced our nation, disgraced the White House, as did Donald Trump, grifted for 4 years in senior advisory positions, and they made $640 million. Yet the MAGA Republicans would just want you to just forget about that. When they do it, $640 million, $2 billion, $3 billion, let us talk about President Biden's son, who never actually was in an official government position and was on drugs and has nothing to do with anything at all. But let's ignore people who were actually in the White House using their positions to screw over the United States of America. Talking about Ivanka, corruption. China grants 18 trademarks in 2 months to Ivanka Trump. Yeah, more corruption, the MAGA Republican way. MAGA Mike, the new MAGA Republican Speaker of the House, would sure be proud. How about this? Jared Kushner's $2 billion Saudi check. If it couldn't even be more comically corrupt, the layers of it are just a big middle finger to our country because, of course, the Saudi crown prince said...
Talk about a crime family. You know, that's when I think Donald Trump talks and he mentions crime family, the Biden crime family, he's like, where did that come from? He tells it himself because he knows what's going on with Ivanka and Jared and his boys. They are the crime family. I can go on and on and on. But, yeah, and if he, I think he had enough, right? You know enough, right? Do we need to go on with that?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I would say they haven't publicized some of that enough because...
Well, yeah.
You don't hear about it that much.
Well, here's a little bit more.
That Jared Kushner, who couldn't get a security clearance, yet was made the senior advisor in the United States of America to the Middle East. Yeah, the Saudi Crown Prince, MBS, boasted that he had Jared Kushner, quote, in his pocket. So let's always talk about corruption. And why is that important to what the New York Attorney General is doing in the civil fraud case? Because the argument is, well, Ivanka Trump, you're trying to evade this subpoena because it's convenient for you, just like you conveniently want us to forget about all of the benefits that came your way and still you derive from the Trump Organization, but then you want no accountability when it ultimately comes to you. You don't even want to testify at trial, you coward. Here is Ivanka Trump's main argument. She calls herself non-resident Ivanka Trump, number one, that you don't have jurisdiction over me because I'm not from New York. I live in Florida now, and this is a civil case. There is no comity, C-O-M-I-T-Y, in civil cases like there is with the Interstate Criminal Subpoena Act. So you can't force me to show up, New York Attorney General, and I'm not even affiliated with these Trump entities anymore. So there's no way to get me based on subpoenaing the Trump entities that are based in New York. Oh, and by the way, even if you attempt to do that, Ivanka Trump, I'm just going to have my underlings testify. I'll throw my underlings under the bus. And then Ivanka Trump says, and why do you even need me? Why do you even need me? The case is just about damages. My testimony would just be redundant. It is unnecessary. It would be superfluous. You don't need Ivanka, do you? Well, as I predicted, the New York Attorney General says, yeah, we do need you, and you are still getting lots of benefits from the Trump Organization, and here's just an article from Newsweek. Ivanka Trump's credit card bills are being used against her, and it's far more than just her massive amounts of spending using Trump Organization and Trump-related credit cards to purchase things, showing that she's still active.
Okay. I want to know how much she's worth. Let's see how much Ivanka is worth. How much do you think Ivanka is worth, Pat?
Probably make me sick.
Okay, let's see. Ivanka Trump net worth. You want to take a guess? Millions or billions?
Don't want to know.
Well, let's see. Here it is. Ivanka, since you ask. Wow, she's between $250 to $800 million. That's her worth, $800 million. Now, I'm going to ask you, who's worth more, Kim Kardashian or Ivanka Trump? Who is worth more?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't follow either one of them.
Okay, I know, but you know who they are, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so who do you think makes more, Ivanka or Kim Kardashian?
Probably Kardashian.
Kardashian is worth $1.4 billion. Billion with a B.
Yeah, I figured that.
$1 billion she's worth. Let me see, how much is Brian the Hammer Jackson worth? I'm going to put that in here. Let me see this. Brian Hammer Jackson. What is his worth? Okay, Brian. His worth is he owes the federal government money. It says he's broke. That's what it says here.
Yeah, they
$1.4 billion
for me.
Yeah. He's working at Patricia's Bakery.
Yeah.
$1.4 billion.
My net worth is $5.
Wow. She says, and this is going to make you sick. Kardashian's net worth is higher than her sister Kylie Jenner, who has an estimate of worth of $600 million. Kylie Jenner is worth $600 million. What is she, 24? $600
million. I don't know. Some scene, whatever it is.
Wow. How did they do that with that stupid ETV show, man? I just want to know how they did it. Because their father was broke when he left them. He left them penniless. So her mother made a whore out of Kim with that dirty tape. That's what started it. Did you know her mother was the manager of her porn tape? She was putting it on the market. Can you imagine putting your own daughter's porn tape on the market and selling it to the highest bidder? Can you imagine that? That's what she did.
That's pretty bad.
That's what she did.
Well, that's how she did it.
That's how she did it. That's how she did it.
I don't know why everybody wants to watch that shit.
I don't know. It's the stupidest show.
Yeah.
I don't know. So there you go. Ivanka wants to be testify against her father. You heard the guy said she wants the subpoenas thrown out because she was dismissed as a defendant in the case. Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka Trump was initially named as a defendant in a fraud case accusing her father and business associates, including her brothers Eric and Donald Jr., of misstating the value of that. She even admitted she threw her brothers and her father under the bus. She admitted that they misstated the value of assets. She said that.
Huh.
Her attorneys argue she shouldn't have to testify. She isn't part of the case anymore. She does not live in New York. The judge says, girl. Finding that she must testify in the case and that while she isn't a defendant, she can still be subpoenaed in New York because she conducted business in New York. There you go. There you go.
Wow. Nobody should be able to get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
So they are going to make her stand for it, aren't they?
They will. Sooner or later, you throw up enough shit, they're going to catch you. The government will catch you. And even if it's not legal, they'll do something, but you're gonna pay. He is going to go down one way or another. He cannot have all these accusations and indictments and arrests and it go down for nothing as a misdemeanor. Because sooner or later, Trump is going to run out of his little delays. And he's going to make a deal. That's what he does. He's a deal maker. See, if I was a judge, here's what I would do. See, Trump is hiding behind the Secret Service. If I was a judge, I would say, you know what? You think you can defy my order? You're doing all this crap because you're around the Secret Service. You think if you you're saying, go to prison. I'll be like Nelson Mandela. Well, okay. Okay. You want to be like Mandela? I'll put your ass in prison, but you're not going to have the Secret Service around you. We'll pull that. There should be some kind of constitutional law. If the president breaks the law, federal law, he should no longer have the protection of the Secret Service. It should be right in there.
He mentions how other people are in jail, but he's not.
Well, he should be.
He boasts
but he's not worried because I think he's boasting and said he's daring him to put him in jail, but I think he has the Secret Service to protect him, and he's not worried about that. He has his friends. To him, it's a holiday. They'll be in the same cell. They'll be going in the yard together. If I was a judge, I would go to the White House and say, you know, Trump, I'm going to find out in the Constitution that you want to go to jail, that you will not have the Secret Service protecting you. And I think there should be a law in our Constitution. If the president goes to jail and the Secret Service is funded by federal funds, it should, and especially an insurrection case where you're trying to overthrow the Capitol, you should not have Secret Service. that benefit?
Why would anybody have Secret Service in jail? Once you put in jail, you shouldn't have any rights.
Exactly. You put his ass in jail. You put some butter on his butt so that the other inmate can sniff it and let him go to town. He needs a good dick up his ass. That's what he needs. I say he should be raped in jail. He raped mercifully. He should be raped by a lot of horny Democrats. Let them take their time in line and just fuck him up the ass. They should do him what he did to our country. Fuck him up. There you go. What else? Let's see, Ivanka Trump, we talked about that. Well, I did see your White House, talked about that. Plus, tarot card reading. Renee, okay, Pat, it's been a long time since you have read me. Would you like to read me before you go?
Okay.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
All right. Things have changed. You know, things with me change daily. You know how I am. I'm a jet setter. I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere. You know how I am, Pat. They love me. They want a piece of me, Pat. They want a piece of me.
They do,
If you put me in your bakery, they'll just take a piece. I'll just have a piece. No, I don't want the whole brine, just a piece of brine. Yeah, they'll just, I'll get a finger. That's what they want.
Just give me a second here.
I'll give you a second.
Well,
today is Friday,
everybody. I have to get the cards, and then I have to shuffle.
Okay, you get the cards. Meanwhile, I'm trying to find a porn addiction hotline. Maybe I'm going to go to another one. And it's, you know, let me see, sex addiction. Here we go. All right. Sex addiction causes symptoms and treatment and recovery. All right. Let's see if I have it. Sex addiction, hypersexuality. I am hypersexuality. Oh, I can't believe I'm here. Ooh, let me get on. Take it easy, Brian. Calm down. I got to get on. Oh, I'm riding the pony. Hippity-hoppity. Oh, boy. Sex addiction, hypersexuality, and compulsive sexual behavior. Woo! Sex addiction refers to excessive sexual thoughts. Huh, let me think.
That would be you.
Nothing. Yeah, that would be me. I got nothing. Oh, there it is. I'm in my happy place. I'm walking into Pornhub. Happy place. Ooh. I know her. I gave money to her. Yeah.
Oh my.
And Pornhub is a true thing. It's amateurs reacting to their fantasies and telling you stupid shit, and you actually believe it. Really? The pizza man really came to your house? Yeah, dude. He came to the house, and my wife was naked. Oh, really? And what happened? And the pizza man did her. And I know they did it because I have proof of the camera. And the camera is just pointed right exactly where it should be. And then I edit it. I see. This is
so
true.
I got your card reading here.
You got my cards? All right.
Yeah,
Patty,
there's
Patty.
Some sort of a separation you're going to be dealing with. Not your girlfriend.
My money?
But is...
My money? Separating from
I'm
my money?
I'm not sure, but success is coming, but there are
success.
A few worries about having patience. There's major changes coming. There is success in spite of worry about money. It's just you're going to go through a transition, Brian. It might have to do
what?
With starting your new business.
Oh, I'm going through
a transition.
Hold on, Pat. Hello, I'm Brianna. Hi, Pat. is it this kind of transition you're talking about? I like to use the pronoun she. Oh, not that transition? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I got my transitions mixed up.
Okay,
all right.
You're going to have new beginnings or a new job, new project, but it might take you away from some of your other stuff.
Right. Could it be in an affair with a hot woman with big breasts? That could be a project.
No, this is a project. It's telling you to learn from the past about your worries. If you're worried about losing something, don't you always gain?
Yes.
So stop worrying.
I will. I'll stop. Oh, I can't stop worrying. We all worry, right? We all worry.
Well, to an extent.
Yeah,
but this new project's going to take a little longer than you were hoping.
Well, it sounds good, Pat. You've been spot on lately. You have been spot on lately. You know, I have one question. I have one question.
What?
You on drugs?
Not today.
Well, thank you, Pat, for the reading. It sounds good. It sounds positive. Hey, how's my health? Wait, I got to ask you one question before I leave. Get your cards and mix it up. How's my health?
Oh, I'm not going to do a health reading on you. You have a lot going on.
Yeah, you're going to do it, baby. I'm going to make you do it. You're going to do it. You want to do it. You want to do it good. Do it.
You really
I'll
want
bring
a health to... reading?
Sure, why not? Why not? I'm bringing sexy back. I hear you shuffling.
Yeah.
You're shuffling my health. You have my health in your hands, Patty. Look at that. You have control over the hammer. Ooh, why is my arm going up for no reason at all? I have to bring it back down. It's voodoo. I feel the energy leaving my body. There's the ambulance. It must be my health card. You're just sending the ambulance over to my house. There you go. That's enough for you.
Yeah, we sent it.
That's all you need to know. Oh, shit.
Okay, the only problem is your solar plexus. That has to do with emotions, love, and everything else.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be disrupted for a little while. But it ends something good when it's over. Yeah.
Do I take that little blue
book? Your health look good.
Hey, they look good.
Pardon?
Is that my solar plexus?
Yeah.
So do I have to take a little
blue pill? Yeah, your solar plexus.
Yeah,
I've
got to take a little blue pill.
To do with emotion.
Oh, I have none. I don't have any emotion at all, Pat. None.
Yes, you do.
I'm a sponge. I soak it in, but I do not give it out. I have no emotions. I don't feel anything much. I'm like, if you break up with me, it's like, oh, well. If you come back to me, it's like, oh, well. I don't have any emotions.
Oh, yeah, like
I believe
this.
I don't feel anything. I'm dead on the inside.
Yeah.
I'm a dead man. I'm a dead man. You know that. You know.
You're full of.
You know what I feel like. Yeah. No. It's like I don't know. I wish I could feel. But you know, tonight or tomorrow, you know what's going to happen. I think I'll feel tomorrow because.
Wow. Don't go around tonight.
What I suggest for you to be safe is let a stranger enter your house tomorrow night. Invite them in out of the cold. Yeah. Make them cookies and milk and let them sit down on your favorite couch. Be a humanitarian. But if he's a Republican, don't let him in. Those are crazy motherfuckers. All right, let's see. We got the tarot card reading out of the way. We got Ivanka out of the way. It is time for authors' books or relationship talks or ghost stories. Pat, it's up to you. Those are my subjects.
Well, you were going to start doing authors, so do you have any
authors
to highlight?
Yeah, you know, Pat, let me ask you. Okay, let's go authors. Pat, let me ask you. What kind of books get you in the mood? You know what I mean? You read the books, you get all horny, and you jump on John, and you say, screw me, big guy. Spank my ass, daddy.
Well, I don't read those kind of books.
Why not?
I read mostly fantasy, science fiction, history, astrology.
Well, fantasy is like spank my ass, you dirty naughty boy. Isn't that fantasy?
I don't ever read books with that in it. You know.
Really? You don't like? Have
really?
You ever seen a porn? Have you ever seen a porn movie?
Yeah.
And what do you think?
That's the real thing, Vinny. I like the real thing.
Well, I know we all do. But we can use our imagination.
It just doesn't do it for me.
What do you mean? You're a human being. It does it for you. You just won't let it because you block the emotions. Right?
Yeah. I don't know.
What gets you into the mood?
I'm not a porn fan.
You're not a porn person?
Pardon?
What gets you?
No.
How about a young 24 in a cowboy hat? Oh, good day, ma'am. Just riding the town for just to ride my bunny or my pony. How you doing, baby?
Depends on the bun.
Depends on the bun. Oh, I'm walking in bow-legged. Look at it. But what gets you, Pat? What gets you in the mood? Come on, what gets you in the mood? What gets you in the mood? What gets you in the mood, Pat?
Weed.
Weed gets you horny. Horny weed. All right, just a second, honey. Just a second. Yes, you just be over there for a little bit. Yeah, honey, we're a little older now. Just a second. All right, you look 24 to me now, babe. That's rock. All right. Patty. All right. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to test you out, okay? I'm going to test you out. Because I'm thinking you're really sensitive to sounds. You have to be. You're a witch, and witches are sensitive to sound. They'll be right on their broomstick, and all of a sudden, what was that? And then they make a left turn on their broomstick. What was that? What did I hear? you'd be on your broomstick, and all of a sudden you'd be hearing meow. What was that? Meow. And along, and you go and pick up a kitty. Oh, you poor little kitty. You fell in the well. Well, I am here to help you. Get on my broomstick, kitty. And then you fly away. I'm going to name you Mr. Fred. And the rest is history. Hello, Mr. Fred. And that's how it happened. Okay, here's one. It's called the Welshes. Let's see if it does anything to you, Pat. Okay? You like murder? Pat, do you like murder movies and stuff like that? You like murder?
No. No, I don't watch movies very much because I've got a very short attention span for stuff like that.
Okay, then let's get you a small film. Use a short film. But there's something that gets you... Okay, sex with weed. Wait a minute. Sex, smoking, weed. Let's see if we can get a sex, smoking, weed book. Let me see. Oh, get on the cannabis. Sex in the cannabis. kidding.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not. But here's one. Here's one here, Pat. Tell me, look at this one. Listen to this one. She loves sex and weed, smoking 420. How's that book? Let me see if we can get... She loves sex and weed, smoking. Let's see if we can hear a little bit of that. Let me see. Can I hear that? Let me see. How can I play that? Okay, hold on. It won't let me play that. That's weird. That sounds like a book that you can... let me see.
Hi, Zeke.
Let me see. Oh, how about this? She'll do it for the gram, the IG model. Oh, here it is.
The gram, eh?
Pretty sexy woman loves cash. Where's the weed thing? Chill weed vibes. Love is forever, Paramore. Hot stoner girl smoking weed. Let's hear hot stoner girl smoking weed. Here we go. Let's see what hot stoner girl sounds like smoking weed. Let me see.
You're on Pornhub, big.
I guess that's what it sounds like. My weed angel, 420, sexy babe, kush and sex vibes. Let's see what that sounds like.
Kush.
I think you need to hear the voice with it. Ooh, here it is. Let me see if you can hear the voice with it. Right. Oh, yeah. Well, what do you think of that one? That one sounds good.
Well, you probably had more fun watching it than me listening to it.
I didn't. It's audio. I didn't have no fun watching it. I'm just saying. I'm trying to find a book. Seriously. Weed. Okay, let's see if we can get a book that might be your interest. It's been a while since you read. Nowadays, they got letters in there. Let me see. That's not it. Okay, we got pictures in there. Some Pat, you'll love it. Let me see.
You need a copy of the Marijuana Smoker's Handbook so you know what's available other than Kush.
I know. I really do. Hey, here's letters to Penthouse. Extreme sex, maximum pleasure. Let me see if I can... Wait a minute. Let me see. It's a read sample. It's not an audio sample. Too bad. I'd like to hear the letters to Penthouse. Who write letters to Penthouse? I mean, what about that? It says here, welcome to a milestone in Penthouse Revolution, and XXX marks the spot. Ooh. So I'm going to read this sexy to you, Pat. Tell me if it's doing anything to you, okay? Because I'm reading it, okay? Ready, Pat? Here we go. It goes, the 13th volume of his bestseller series features special letters handpicked for their extremely sensual provocative power. Ooh. Okay, we're getting to a good part. You'll cheer a football coach with a secret weapon to motivate his team and his sexy wife. Go, team. Ooh, I'm moist and I'm wet. Yay, win for me. Cheer, cheer. Ooh, this is a good story. You'll get down with a hunky rock musician who performs a dirty duet with his best friend's girl. You know, you get the guitar. I'm playing the air guitar and I'm gyrating my hips to his girl. Look at this. It used to be Jesse's girl. Now you're my girl. Ooh, it's getting good. You'll peek in on a husband eager to boost his wife's self-esteem. I'm hiding in the bushes, honey. Don't call the cops. I'm just trying to get your self-esteem. What? What do you mean I should clip the hedges while I'm out here? You dirty, dirty bitch. Wow, it's getting good, Pat. Are you getting horny? Wow.
No,
with
it's
the help
not
of
working.
Give it time. With the help of two virile strangers
from
Wedding Hall.
You're wasting your time, Brian.
I'm almost there. You're almost there. I know I got you from the Wedding Hall to the front campgrounds.
No, I really, you know, don't react
unless
there's actual body in front of me.
Okay, let me throw a body in front of you. I'm there. I almost got you. I know I almost got you there. There you go. Sorry, John. I didn't mean to turn her on. I didn't mean to turn her on. You know what I mean? I just have that charm. I just have that charm. She's too much enjoying herself, John. Look at this. I'm making her happy. Going back to the news. Right. Tell me what you want to hear. Gun control debate? No. Boring. Negotiations in progress to release Israeli hostage?
Yeah, because that guy's shooting everybody up.
But it always happens, and it's bullshit. You know, let me tell you something. The gun didn't shoot people. The guy shot the people. The gun was just laying in on the shelf saying, I'm a gun. I'm just laying here. What? You're picking me up? What are we going to do? Oh, don't do that. They're just going to blame me and take me away from you. No, put me back. Stop it. The gun didn't say that. When you're mentally ill, you can't fight mental illness. You can't deal with it. I mean, you never know when mentally ill pops up. You never know. One day you're talking to Brian, going, hey, Brian, you're a good guy. Hey, you know, it was a good talk. All right, I'll see you tomorrow, Brian. Next thing you know, I'm sucking my big toe. This tastes good. I never knew how well my big toe tastes. And I'm sucking my big toe with no underwear. Next, I'm going to lick my balls.
I thought you didn't like big toes. Now you're changing your story.
I don't. I tasted it, and I said, I'm never doing it again. But I did it once in college. I just say no. And you never know when I don't have my medication and I go, hey, Laverne, I'm going to have my YouTube channel and you see me all oiled up and I got little tiny underwear on. Hello, I'm live. Just want to let everybody know I'm here. They go, oh, shit, Brian, look at that. And you can look at my package, amazing balls. That's what you'll be talking about after my whole show. Did you see Brian's amazing balls in that little tiny Speedo? That's right. That's what you'll be talking about. Wouldn't you like to see that one, Pat? You got awful quiet. Look at that.
Well,
your little Brian is skinny little tiny, 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 tiny underwear, and he turns around going, "Oops, I have to pick up a dime, a shiny dime. Excuse my ass while I do it," and I wiggle it in front of the camera. Look at that, Pat. Yum yum. Oh, yeah, stay tuned for that. There's nothing in the news. I keep reading the news. Sex Anonymous, that was a buzz. Porn Addiction Hotline, 24 hot. There's no hotline. I would call them if there was a hotline. It would be funny to hear their sex porn hotline. But they're teasing you. There is no hotline whatsoever. There's nothing that has a number that I can call because it's Friday. It tells you. Oh, we're also having an event. I'm not going to call the suicide people. The substance abuse people, nah, they're boring. The National Alliance of Mental Illness, I could have fun with that. With the mental illness? I don't know. Speaking Spanish counselors to translate services. I could call the Speaking Spanish hotline. Nope. There's no number for me to call. They must know I was going to call. There's no number.
I don't know. I think you're not going to find a number for that.
I don't think so either. They said it's a really small number. 3% to 6% of American adults suffer from sexual disorder. These people may also be addicted to other substance or behaviors such as drugs, alcohol, and gambling. Yay, the trifecta. Sign me up. I'm going on a field trip.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah. Get out of the bus. For people who are addicted to drugs, alcohol, and gambling, get on a bus. Yay! Front row seat. Let's go.
Yeah, I didn't. I never got into gambling.
Yeah. You never did, huh?
And, I never got into gambling, but, the alcohol, yeah, I did for a while. I stopped after I, woke up driving a car not knowing where I was. That blackout woke me up. It really did.
Wow. I have never blacked out before. Although when woman,
well,
I was at a...
Not,
go ahead.
Not
that's
fun
scary
waking
shit.
Up driving a car.
You woke up what? Dead in a car?
Driving a car.
You woke up driving
yeah,
a car?
Yep.
So you blacked out, but you were still able to drive a car.
Functioning.
You just don't remember.
I was driving a
being
car,
behind
yeah. Book.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it was scary.
You were a good time. You were a good time, Patty. Mm. What would be the chances, Pat? You're 24 years old. Okay, let's go back to you're 24 years old, okay? What would be the chances of me getting into your panties and how long will it take? Pat?
Well.
Yeah. Oh, Pat. Oh, my God. All right, moving on. Moving on. Wow. All right. I have 48 minutes to kill. Let me see what else. Ghost stories, real ghost stories. Want to hear that? By the way, we have an event
sure,
going on next
year. Sure,
if
you've got some new ones for me.
I sure do.
Okay.
Let me see. We have some, we have an event coming up next year. Not this year, next year. Called the Authors Comic-Con Ball. I am going back to Louisiana, folks. Going back to Louisiana. And what we're going to do is we're going to have authors go forward by having a convention, kind of like a convention kind of thing, but Comic-Con. So as authors that meet Comic-Con, meaning they will dress as their favorite character in their book. So if you wrote a book and your book is about, a gunslinger, named Mr. Fred, and he comes into town, and he's looking for pussy. Yeah, I'm looking for pussy.
Mr. Fred.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking for Mr. Fred. There he is. I'm looking for pussy. Heard this Mr. Fred is a tough cookie. Yeah, I'll get Mr. Fred.
He is actually.
Well, it's like, and they could dress up as their favorite character. And they can sell their books. It's going to be fun. And then we're going to go. Ellen has booked an after-party hotel at a haunted hotel in Louisiana. The best of the haunted hotels in Louisiana. That's where we're holding our after-party. So after the convention, we go. That's why they call it. We call it the Authors Comic-Con Ball. So there. And then I'll be there. And I'll be dancing with you at the ball. I'll be Cinderella. Hello. I'm Cinderella. I have to be back by midnight, or else I turn into a human being. By now, I'm just ghoulish on you. So I would be there. I will be there. That's worth the ticket. Wouldn't that be worth the ticket, Pat? Go, ooh, you party with me at the haunted hotel? Yeah, a little dancy there.
Too far away.
Yeah, the boys and the ghouls. Too far away. We'll come to Canada soon, I promise you. As soon as we get our passports. Where are you going, sir?
Yeah, I don't have a passport either.
Yeah, I got to get a passport. I'm going to Niagara Falls, Canada. Why, sir? What's your business there? I'm going to Patricia's Bakery to get some patty cakes. Oh, okay. Pass on through, sir. Do you have any weapons? Just a knife and a gun and some poison and some shrooms. Oh, no problem. You're going to Canada. Just go on in. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's it. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd stop you bringing them in, but, you know.
They might
want to sell you their own.
That is true. Hey, you know, when I go there, would John mind if I sleep in your bed? I mean, I got my bad back and everything. I mean, you know, he's a good guy. Would he mind? Okay, I also sleep in New
York.
Yeah,
he would.
Oh, he would. He would. Hello, I can see me. Yeah, you wake up and you see me and John, buddy. Here we go. 16 real ghost stories. Here we go. 16 very real ghost stories that will chill you to the bone. They're real, according to today. You'll sleep with the lights on after reading these scary tales of unexplained incidents and paranormal activities. Yes, they're a pair, not singular. They're a paranormals. And if you saw Patricia's breasts, it'd be a pair of abnormals.
Abnormal, man.
Look at those biggins. Look at those. Those are not normal. Those are biggins. But, yes, Patricia has very big breasts, by the way. That's just for personal observation. That's right. If you're a breast man, if I was a breast man, I would diddy, 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 bum. All day long, I billy, billy, bum. If I have the breast man, yum. Hey. Here we go. I need ghost music. I have a request from a man from Canada. He says, please play this, Brian, because this will happen to you at this time. Signed, John.
What? No, John. John can come out with a boom.
I see the moon rising.
John's a killer. Does he have that killer instinct?
Yes, eh?
You think he does? This John, he sounds calm, but inside there's a furnace, a brewing.
I don't know about that. He's pretty calm all the time.
Has he ever thrown Mr. Fred against the window or anything like that on a full moon?
No, why would he do that?
I don't know. I'm just thinking the kind of guy. Has he ever stepped on your pussy?
No.
Are you sure?
Neither one.
Are you sure? Sorry. All right. Quit stepping on Mr. Fred, John. Sorry. All right, here we go. Here we go. Music. I'll wait for Pat to vape. She likes to vape during ghost stories. Ghost stories.
No, I'm not vaping right now.
I know. All right. Pat, do you believe in ghosts? Why do you believe in ghosts?
Because we had so many.
Well, here you go. Ghost stories. Hello, folks. Hello. I am a ghost. I am not real. But I can do things that'll make you go crazy. Yeah. Do you check under your bed for monsters before you go to sleep? Do you double check the closet to ensure the boogeyman isn't hiding inside? Are you afraid of ghosts? Then perhaps you should stop right now because we're about to delve into the paranormal and these tales are not for the faint of heart. Wow. Whether you believe in ghosts are real or just made up for the movies, these ghost stories are told by real people who experience things they can't explain. Wow, Pat. Are you scared?
Nope.
Are you scared, Pat? They may be your friends, by the way. Oh, I know him. It is simply you can't explain and sure to give you pause, give that proof that there's more than what meets the eye when it comes to this supernatural happening. To help create or curate our collection of spooky yarns, today.com, Spook to Derek Hyde, host of Monsters Among Us, is a podcast in which callers share Monsters Among Us. Want to hear that podcast? It's a podcast where people share their stories. Yes. All right, here's where I give the scary laugh. Can I actually laugh like this? Excuse me, I have a cold.
Are you going to play some?
Yes.
Wait,
you may ask. That's the devil. That's how the devil sounds.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. That's how he sounds.
Dimmy.
That's how he sounds.
Why you do this to me? Please, Dimmy. I'm afraid.
You're not my mother.
Uh-oh.
Dimmy, please.
Uh-oh. That's how the devil sounds. Uh-oh. Hold my hand, Pat. It's a scary part. What is it? Never mind. Pass the vape. Pass the vape. This is like a documentary.
Can you give her something? She's going to coma.
Isso é pão de curas menos. Na pasta, cravate...
Oh. You're not my mother! Don't listen.
Oh, shit.
Why, Dimmy?
Dimmy!
Dimmy, please.
Well, there you go. And that was a scene at Pat's house when her son was going to ninth grade. Why you not go to school, son? You're not my mother. Uh-oh, he's possessed. Then he started crawling up the walls. Have a problem? Problem at Pat's house. There you go, Pat. So here we go, Monsters Among Us. Here's episode 3. It says Hank and Harry hemorrhoids. Why do I wanna do that? Halloween haunts Hank. What? Aliens. Doppelhangers and farm monsters. Let's try this one. Let's see if they. Here we go. Are you ready, Pat? Pat, are you ready?
Yeah.
It gets a little scary. Don't forget to hold my hand, Pat. Hold my hand, Pat. Oops, that's not my hand, Pat. Up higher. Thank you. Here you go, Pat. Let's listen to Monsters Among Us. I promise, Ghost, this is a true ghost story. Here we go.
Thank you. good evening and welcome to Monsters Among Us. I am your guide, Derek Hayes. Well, thank you all for joining us here this evening for this special episode. This is the last of our hiatus programming. We return next week to kick off the spooky season and your season 16 with the Terrifying Trucker Tales Special Part 2. And I promise you won't be disappointed. But forget about all that, at least for now, because I have something a little different lined up for you this evening. This is one of those rare occasions where I'm joined by a guest. But before I introduce her, however, a few quick announcements. First, if you have a story you would like to share, simply call the hotline at 1-888-608-NIGHT. That's 1-888-608-NIGHT. And lastly, Sarah placed a reorder on that brand new Halloween design by artist Adam Parnell Deal. So keep an eye out on our social media for that announcement. I'm sure Nick is
Wait a minute. I want to hear that phone number. Maybe we should call that phone number and tell him I have a masturbating ghost in my house. Let me see.
A masturbating ghost?
Yes.
What would that sound like? Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. 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 He just won't go to the other side. What was that number? How do you like that creepy voice? Episode 4. Yes, but first we got something creepy for you. My werewolf is kind of sick. We have to put him down. Okay, back to the show. Let's put that werewolf down.
Coincidentally enough, that's exactly what I have, is a call out of the town, or the area, at least, of Ventura County. Let's call
it
that.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
So,
I'm actually from Ventura, believe it or not. I swear I'm from Ventura. Let's hear about this ghost story. Pat, it's time to get ghosty.
This old storage unit where, I mean, there were hundreds of different boxes, dusty boxes with different things, and he ended up finding that original specimen. Now, who... ...the field, so...
Adam Parnell Deal. So keep an eye out on our social media for that announcement. I'm sure Nick is printing them as I speak. Hi, Nick. Now, with all of that out of the way, please welcome tonight's guest. She's one half of the paranormal program Let's Get Haunted, and a fellow SoCal resident, Allie Terry. Welcome to tonight's program.
Well, welcome to the show, Allie. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here this evening.
Thank you so much, Derek. I'm really excited to hear some of your listeners' spooky experiences.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've lined up some calls that are specifically geared exactly for you, so I think you're really going to enjoy this.
Oh, wow. I'm very excited.
Now, before we get started, I do want you to tell us about Let's Get Haunted. Tell us about the show and your partner that's obviously not with us here this evening.
Definitely. Well, first of all, we're very, very honored to be doing this crossover. For your audience that doesn't know, Derek came on an episode of Let's Get Haunted this month, so you can check him out on our show as well. But we're actually very big fans of Monsters Among Us, and a lot of our listeners listen to you guys, and so they recommended you to us over the years, and definitely have a lot of respect for what you guys do. I love radio call-in shows. Let's Get Haunted is a little bit different in that it is more narrative-based, so it's going to be Nat, my co-host, and I swapping stories once a week. Our episodes go live at midnight on Wednesdays. And in the month of October, we're doing some similar in the vein of what you guys do. On Fridays, we're having some of our listeners tell in their own voice some of the stories they've written into us over the years. But our normal episodes are going to be about an hour to 2 hours in length. We're a little...
Blah, 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 chicky. Get to the ghost. Shut up. You're annoying me. Pat, are you scared yet? She's annoying me.
No.
She said, no, I take... I'm excited, Pat. I can tell by your perky nipples that you're excited. Now get to the point, ghost girl. Let's hear it.
Bit of a long-form media, and it's just us talking to each other about spooky stuff that we've researched that week.
That's one show I'll never listen to. Shut up. Get to the point.
So topics can range pretty wildly.
She's a yapper. See, she's the first one in the dying horror movies. Says, yap, 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 bam, 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 yap, yap, yap. Get to the point. It's all about me yapping. Yap, 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 yap.
Examples of things that we've covered in the past are historical mysteries. So we've covered the ghost blimp of World War II. We've talked about the Donner Party disaster. We've talked about the Battle of Los Angeles. And then we also cover some lighter stories.
We do this. We have
the field. So through this old storage unit where, I mean, there were hundreds of different boxes, dusty boxes with different things, and he ended up finding that original specimen. Now, who knows how well-preserved it was, which he talks about on the show, but he went and brought it to a laboratory and had it tested to figure out what the heck was this weird meaty goop that fell from the sky.
Yes, sorry, I masturbated in the storage room, and that's what you got, the goop. Well, let's take it to the lab. See what it is. I tell you what it is. That's where I go to masturbate, in the storage room. It has nothing to do with ghosts. You naughty, naughty girl. Pat? Pat?
Yeah.
Pat?
Yeah.
Pat?
Yeah. Okay.
Pat, I'm getting bored with this. I'm trying to be a good boy. I'm going to fast forward this and see what's going on. Hold on.
I just look up in my backyard at the sky. I might be able to see what this caller called in about because it's in my area.
Yeah.
And I think that's something cool about your show as well because people call in from all over. So I'm sure your listeners, even if they're not calling in, have encountered at least one story that's near their backyard, so to speak. But, yeah, I mean, for people that aren't familiar, a USO is an unidentified submerged object, whereas a UFO would be an unidentified flying object. And UFO has kind of, like, fallen out of fashion. So now to kind of encompass all of those things together, it's unidentified anomalous phenomenon. So whether it's in the air or in the water.
I'm going to shoot. Yeah, my misery. Kill me, please. I can't take this bitch anymore. I tried, Pat.
No, really?
I mean, I tried. Is she obnoxious? I mean, get to the story, right? Me. I tried, Pat. Farm monsters. I'm going to try to get to the middle of this because she's annoying me. Let me see. Okay, here's the middle. Maybe we'll get a story. Okay, let's see what's happening here. All right. Let's see what happens here. Getting close to the end.
And so I'm sorry. And it's like, oh, like, you know, did you hear back from anything? You know, if not, I want you to come. And he doesn't respond, which is, again, not like my father. So I definitely am one of those people that think that if something significant happens in a location, I do believe that some piece of that can imprint on the land. So that, I think that's one of the reasons why I love Xochi Milco so much. I would love to go there one day.
Yeah, sounds like I do too, after hearing all that. Well, I actually do have a La Llorona story for you. This one comes from here in California and was submitted by Michelle.
Hi, it's Michelle again from San Francisco.
Uh-oh.
I just wanted to follow up. I've been binging your podcast for a while, and I know there's been a lot of mention of La Llorona. And I just wanted to follow up with the fact that when we were kids, La Llorona was a very cautionary tale for us. When we were little kids, my aunt and my mom and all her cousins and all my cousins, we have a big family in Tucson, Arizona. We would all gather around, and they would tell stories, scary stories, ghost stories,
again.
You know, sitting around the kitchen table, and stories about La Llorona. And basically, at this point in my life, quite a few years later, I realized it was cautionary to keep us kids inside the house at night because, you know, if you go wandering around out.
I'm not even a serial monster, but I do want to kill this woman. I can't get through this story. I'm trying to. Why do they have to talk about it like it's a narrative? Why can't they just tell the story? You know, one day me and my brothers went into the woods. I came out pregnant. I have no idea what happened to me. Why can't they just tell the story? It always has to be in a narrative.
By the washers. And, well,
those
you know,
people are
there
hard to
be
listen
flash floods. There could be all these things, and you could just be, you know, washed away or disappear. Anything can happen out in the desert. So one important part of La Llorona's story that I haven't heard anyone mention, and it might have just been my cousins trying to scare the heck out of me, but something important was that you would hear moaning and crying.
Yeah,
of course,
La Llorona is the stupid voice. I'm moaning and crying. It has nothing to do with ghosts. You drive me crazy.
And what was
okay,
that
I can't take it.
To be?
I don't know. She's supposed to be telling the story of some ghosts and goblins, but it sounds too contrived. It sounds too, you know what I mean? Let's see. Grandma's Cemetery. All right. Maybe I'll tell you. Here we go. Jeff, a resident of Dayton, Ohio, he was driving with his three-year-old son, Miles. He was driving with his three-year-old son, Miles, in a back seat. These are true stories, by the way. These are true stories. They're not made up. These have been documented true stories. And I'm not going to talk like these other bitches in the narrative. And I'm getting right to the heat of it, the meat and the potatoes.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am. I'm reading it. I'm not making it up. I'm reading it. It was a modest cemetery with only flowers and a small plaque. See? So I'm reading it because I missaid it. It basically looks like a giant garden. That's what Jeff explains. Hey, Jeff. Yeah, it basically looks like a giant garden. Thank you, Jeff. That's what he said. According to Jeff, as they drove by, his toddler, who'd been happily singing, abruptly stopped, pointed out to the cemetery, and exclaimed, "Look at all those people." Jeff turned to look. What? But he didn't see a soul. Confused, he asked his son Miles what he was talking about. "All those people over there," his son replied. "There sure are a lot of grandmas." As Jeff tells it, chills ran down his spine as he asked his son what the people were doing. "They're all standing there, looking down at the grass," Miles said. "Have you been going to Patricia's Bakery, and have you been getting the gummies or the brownies?" "No, Daddy." Okay.
Now you're going to tell them they're seeing things because of the bakeries.
There's rooms, Daddy. There's rooms. They look like mushroom people. Completely unsettled by the conversation, Jeff sped up and drove
home.
Yeah,
I
want to
do that this weekend, too.
All right, when you do that, hit me up on my IM. I'll go, ooh. And I'll send you gifts that will scare you. Look, it'll freak you out. Yes, you can. I know you can. You're the little smoker that could. I think I can. Oh, I'm already there. Yeah. Completely unsettled by the conversation, Jeff sped up and drove home. Later that same day, he says his young son was watching TV when he turned to Jeff and said, "You know, they weren't alive." Thinking Miles was referring to the cartoon, Jeff asked what he meant. "Those people I saw, they were all paws," his son said. "I don't know if my kid has a sixth sense," Jeff says, "or if he just has a wild imagination." And that's it. Then they go to another story about the Sammy Hotel. Yeah, the short stories, The Ghost of the Stanley Hotel. It says, and if you believe in hotels, haunted hotels, it says the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado, has been around for more than 100 years. And it was built on a posh getaway for the wealthy seeking solitude in the mountains. Nothing good can happen in the mountains in solitude. Because I'm thinking your mind played tricks on you. Nothing good. It's like, Pat, how about if I take you and John and Laverne and we go to the mountains in solitude? Nobody around us for miles and they cannot hear us scream. Wouldn't it be a good vacation? Yeah, eh? No, it would not. It will not. Well, here's another story, and we're going to see if it's a good one. If it's not, I'm going off. It goes, as the years passed, however, occupancy declined, and by the 1970s, the Grand Hotel had fallen into despair. It was around that time that fame author
they
Stephen
filmed The Shining.
Yeah, you know what? You're there. You're exactly there because that was the next line. It says, it was around the time that famed author Stephen King spent a night there and was inspired to write the book, The Shining. You hit it now. You nailed it. You nailed it.
Yeah.
It's from that hotel. The book and the blockbuster film have. Can you imagine spending the weekend with Stephen King? He even looks weird. I mean, it would be weird to spend the weekend with Stephen King. What do you think?
I don't like the fact his brain works that way.
I know. Imagine him on shrooms.
Ooh. Oh, God. Stephen. The imagination.
He was scared the fuck out of you, wasn't he, Stephen? Why are you levitating? Hello. One more story. On his way to get married, a military man and his best friend set off on an 800-mile road trip from Camp Lejeune in North Carolina to Lafayette, Indiana. It's about 1 a.m. on a cold January night in 2014. And a man tells Monsters Among Us that the weather is bad and temperature is in the negative double digits. As the pair close in on Indianapolis, they discover they have no money. Oh, really? They just discovered they had no money? They didn't know they had no money before they took the journey? Oh, well, we finally made it to Indianapolis. Hey, we have no money. They have no money to pay for gas. They had no money to refuel the car. And they are on the road. These must be some stupid-ass, dumb-ass people on the road. We need some gas. Okay, let's go over here. I just realized we have no money. What? We got no money. Well, where are we? In the middle of the road. In the woods. We have no money. Growing up in the trucking industry with my dad, I decided to stop at a truck stop, the man explains. But because the main interstates were shut down due to the weather, they had to get off the highway and search for a truck stop along the way. Let's get out of a car in the middle of the night. And let's just walk down the road, this dirty road, and see if we get a truck stop. Why couldn't you put the car in reverse? Why? Well, we can't go forward because the main interstate were shut down due to weather. I see. So you didn't listen to the weather report before you left. You realized you had no money. You deserve to get killed.
Oh, Brian, I have to go.
Bye, Patty. I know you do. I saw that coming. I hate to say goodbye to you, Patty, but have a good one. And remember, think hard and your spirits will join my spirit and we could be spirits together in eternity.
Okay, Brian. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, kiddo. Thanks for coming. And I'm sure John says that a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. Pat was my muse. I'm going to end the show. 111 is the last time before I go that you can put up your fingers before I go, or is I'm going to hit the button and it's time for me to leave. But those are good ghost stories. And don't forget to attend the Actors Comic-Con Ball. I want to give a shout-out to Pat. Shout-out, there's like five other 111s in the studio. I want to give a shout-out to Pat. Shout-out to the 111s who's just leaving the studio now because they know I'm leaving. It's a weekend. A shout-out to Laverne, wherever you are. Laverne, Vernie. And I'll see you guys Monday.
One.
Cause I'm missing you, I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, but you set my mind at ease. There is no doubt you're in my heart now. Said woman, take it slow, it'll work itself out fine. All we need is just a little patience. Said sugar, make it slow, and we'll come together fine. All we need is just a little patience.
Never break it, 'cause I can't take it.